USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump presents the Medal of Valor to several police officers while honoring some civilian heroes from the recent mass murders in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio.
These incredible patriots responded to the worst violence and most barbaric hatred with the best of American courage, character, and strength.
In all, 5 civilians from Texas and 6 police officers from Ohio are being recognized. 18 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks left thousands of Americans dead, the Senate Homeland Security Committee is taking a look at the new threats Americans are facing. Committee Chair and Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson lays out the goals.
To look back and assess what has transpired since that awful day, what actions were taken, what has and what has not been effective, and maybe most important, what has changed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
With lawmakers back in session, a Republican senator has a request from President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
A key Republican U.S. senator wants President Trump to show his cards when it comes to what he'd approve when it comes to gun reform. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri saying,
"We're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do."
Blunt was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will only call bills to the floor for a vote that he knows the president will sign.
The heat is on for much of the southeastern United States and will continue throughout this entire week. Temperatures over the weekend set records in Jacksonville, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina. Meanwhile, highs will be in the mid to upper 90s from New Orleans all the way up to Richmond, Virginia this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill and in session after 6 weeks of district work. I had a chance to catch up with Beverly Hallberg. She's the president of District Media Group, and she tells me a lot of times Congress is maligned and made fun of for their lack of work, but in reality,
it's a rigorous schedule, and I can say that just seeing that firsthand and working with many members on the Hill is that they do work often 6 or 7 days a week. Of course, the common thing that you hear individuals say is they only work 3 days a week because that's when they're in D.C. when Congress is in session. The days that they are here, they're not just working 9 to 5. Votes often go into the evening, and then they're going back to their district to not only work in the district office, but also talk to constituents, whether it's on the weekends or even in the evening. So they do have a rigorous schedule, and I do think because of the fast-paced nature of news and even how President Trump makes news all the time these days, we're in a even harder phase for Republicans and also for Democrats in the House who are constantly responding to what the president may put out on Twitter or the squad may put out on Twitter. So I think the rigor of the job has definitely increased with this presidency.
Monday Night Football is back with a doubleheader, with the first game beginning at just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time as the New Orleans Saints will host the Houston Texans, and then just after 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Oakland Raiders will host the Denver Broncos. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.